Digital Radio on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, December 22nd, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also an online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. And also follow us on X and Instagram at The Sports Cast. And check out our app, The Sports Cast, for iOS. The NFL is putting the playoff picture in place. The puzzle pieces are coming together. And join us all the way from Northeast Ohio. Very Christmassy today, Dan Madden. Welcome back to The Sports Cast.
Yeah, good to be back. Been a few weeks. I had to get in the Christmas spirit today, kicking us off here. Happy Merry Christmas to everybody. Hope everyone has a good one with their families.
Same here. I had a long 2 weeks, Dan. I had a flu for 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
It put me into my knees, into my bed. I was able to work from my bed, but I never had a flu like this since COVID for 2 weeks. Have you ever had a cold for 2 weeks?
Not really. No. I mean, congestion and stuff, but I mean, not to the extent it sounds like you had.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I'm still dealing with it, but I'm better now than I was a week ago or a couple of days ago. But hey, besides that, we had some NFL going on this past week. Your Browns only lost by 3 points. What happened? And then Josh Allen got his an injury, but he was able to come back in the game.
Yeah, no, he did get banged up. I don't think it affected him too much, but I mean, I don't think anyone thought that the Browns would be this close playing the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they did a good job. Sanders did. I mean, he did have a couple picks in this game. They were tip balls, and they were kind of unfortunate, but played pretty good. He still got to learn to get rid of the ball quicker. I mean, he had some tough sacks there at the end of the game down the stretch to kind of put him in the loss column. But, you know, still it's just the Browns that find ways to lose games. And there was some play calls. I mean, at the end of the game, 4th and 2, they've been running the ball. Jenkins actually got hurt. I mean, he was having a fantastic game.
They dislocated the ankle.
Yeah, he's probably done for most of next year too. It's sad because he was playing great. But even the backup running backs, another rookie, Sanders. It's the Sanders show, but he played well. So they were able to run the ball. And in a 4th and 2, they go ahead and try to throw a pass. And of course, it didn't happen. I mean, I would have liked to see them run it there. And then at the end of the half, this game could have been tied 23-23. They went to kick a field goal at the end of the half, and they botched the snap. So they didn't even get the kick off. So, I mean, it could have been a tied game and it potentially go to overtime. But overall, I mean, Miles Garrett's 1 sack away from the record. Yeah. So I would think he should get that in the next couple games. And
think he'll break it?
I think he'll break it and maybe, you know, have a couple more just as a buffer for the future. I mean, he's playing Burrow. I mean, usually in the last game, he's usually good for 4 sacks against the Bengals. So, I mean, we'll see.
Have a terrible offensive line.
Yes, exactly.
So, wow, quite something. Also, Shedeur Sanders has something to say to the press. And we're gonna play a clip of what he said.
Made the right decision. Go for it on 4th and 2.
I know you can't be asking me that question, man. Come on, man. We can't see that's like the thing. Like, if we want to change, the narrative, change the franchise. If we want to like help, we gotta speak life. You can't. Those type of things is like separate us. Like a lot of the players like get these type of questions, and then we want to be working with y'all. We want to be proactive, but like when you ask questions or when questions are asked to us players, and it's like you pinning stuff against each other. It's like, come on now, you know? It's like a thing in the locker room. Like, you know, we're not going to be able to talk to them for real. We're not going to be able to give them what they need. Like, because that separates the team. That don't help anything. It don't help anything in any situation, no matter how you answer it.
Dan, your thoughts over Shador. Is he showing leadership skills there? What is he trying to do there?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's trying to. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he did himself any favors there. I mean, to be honest with you, I honestly don't think it has anything to do with the media. I mean, it's just it needs a cultural shift with the Browns. I mean, they're labeled the factory of sadness. I mean, you know that they're going to somehow lose a game, even when they're playing well. I mean, Buddy Tech, oh, they're great. They 7-0 the Bills. And I'm like, let's wait to the second half. I mean, they find a way to lose every game. And it just, until they change the culture. And I think, I mean, unfortunately, I think until you get rid of the owner, cause he's a big part of the problem. And I don't see that happening. I don't know if we're ever going to be sitting in a Bears situation where they completely change the franchise with a new coach and a quarterback. So I don't know. I mean, I think he was trying to show leadership. I think there's bigger issues there than just what the media is saying, because they brought it on themselves. I mean, they're the factory of sadness. I mean, that's not the media. They brought that on themselves.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen to Shador? Is he playing in the right? I mean, like, is he going in the right direction of being the starting quarterback next season? What are you hearing? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, they're it's pretty quiet in Cleveland. I mean, I think they are open to the fact. I think no one's saying if Stefanski's going to be back. No one's saying if Andrew Berry's going to be back. I think if they come back, there's a better chance of him being the quarterback. I would like, personally, I think he's shown that he could have potential. I mean, he has a lot of the same character bad traits that Williams did his first year, not getting rid of the ball, you know, just trying to do too much, because that's what they know. They just know to hold on to the ball like you're going to be Superman and get out of it instead of chucking it away. And I think they need to give him a chance. I mean, look at Stroud. I mean, or not Stroud, the Carolina guy. I mean, he's showing that he can be a franchise quarterback. And we were ready
Bryce
to
Young.
Say that. Yeah, Bryce Young saying he was a bust. So I'd like to see them stick with him next year and get a number one wide receiver first round, Tate from Ohio State, get two linemen for protection because they're so beat up. And I think to build pieces around him, I think he could be successful. I mean, I'd hate for them to draft the quarterback on the third pick, and because this quarterback class isn't that deep this coming year. So I hate to take a swing early in the draft and miss, and I would just like to see them stick with him. And then you're going to have Watson. Let them battle it out next year and see who's the starter. I mean,
one of the most common fixes that happened with the Bears with Caleb Williams and the Panthers, Bryce Young, was the coaching, Dan. That was it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, they saw the errors with Bryce Young not looking down the field as much. They corrected that. Caleb Williams, I guess they corrected his, like, management, I guess, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a coaching issue.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Stefanski's getting blasted on social media because he won't even look at Shador. Like, he doesn't speak to him on the sidelines at all. Like, he was getting, between plays, talking to the backup quarterback or third, you know, Zappia, like, what's going on? Because Stefanski won't even look at him. And there's rumors, I mean, a rumor mill that's, I won't get off tangent, but something
okay.
With Stefanski's wife and Shador or Deion Sanders back in the day.
What?
Deion was playing baseball or something. He poured Gatorade or on Stefanski's wife's dad. And like Stefanski has a grudge against him somehow. I mean, it just seems the relationship seems, you know, the way they were handling him in the offseason, not committing. And like, he won't even talk to him during the game. And like, he just, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of interesting.
There's some history there.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, Stefanski, I don't think he called for that draft pick for Shador.
No, he didn't want him. Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of evident the way he interacts with him. on the sidelines.
Quite something. So. Pittsburgh Steelers over the Ravens. I mean, Ravens are in trouble. I think they have a coaching issue too. I heard John Harbaugh might be out.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, they got big problems there. And he's definitely on the
hot seat.
Oh, for being fired for sure.
And Mike Tomlin again, another winning record.
Yeah, I mean, we were sitting here, you know, he's just been finding a way. I mean, they've seemed to find something on offense. I mean, they're putting up some points. I mean, they were just all punts and field goals for a while. But they're finding a way to win.
Do you think they need just one playoff win and Tomlin's, you know, his coach job, I mean, his job situation is safe in Pittsburgh?
I would say so. I mean, if he wins, you know, a playoff game, I think the noise, I don't think that the players are talking about, it could just be outside noise. I mean, they may not have tensions to get rid of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll
see. There's more outside noise than inside noise.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I'm pretty excited because things are kind of shaping up. It's been a weird season, I would say. Oh,
absolutely. I mean, you never know. It's any given Sunday. And like, I mean, we're talking about the same old Lions, you know, McAfee. Oh, they're not the same old Lions. Well, I think they're the same old Lions. I mean, talk about the rise and fall. I mean, they're in the Lions den. I mean,
they got to win out. The Packers have to win out.
Yeah.
So, which they play, I think, in the next 2 weeks or so. So that's what makes this show exciting. Dan, are you ready to recap week 16 of the NFL season?
Do it. Let's go.
All right, let's first start. NFC East team will have a back-to-back champion. Eagles, Jalen Hurts, the Eagles win their second NFC East title in a row, beat the Commanders 29-18. Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, and Eagles eventually got going in the right direction and clinched their division. This game was not pretty, but they won it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for a while, we just kind of thought maybe the Eagles, you know, weren't the same, but they're clicking at the right time. Barkley getting going definitely helped. And, Commanders, you know, banged up a quarterback. I mean, it's just been a rough go for them here down the stretch.
Let's go on Saturday night, the game of Saturday night. Caleb Williams threw a 46-yard touchdown pass to DJ Moore in overtime, and Chicago overcame a 10-point deficit late in the fourth quarter Saturday night for 22-16 win over the Packers, who lost quarterback Jordan Love to a concussion.
Yeah, the Bears are back. I mean, they are just finding a way to win these. We talked about it, you know, seems every week, you know, that they're finding ways to win these close games this year. Last year, they did not. Williams is proven to be, I mean, I said on here, we both talked, you know, is he a bust? Well, he's showing that he's not. I mean, he's been coached. I think, like we said, coaching has been a part of him. I mean, he's making the right plays, making big plays when it matters at the end of the game, clutch plays that you would see in a franchise quarterback. So he's definitely playing well and helps to have a good coach.
And Jordan Love, do you think he's on the hot seat?
Yeah, I mean, he's just been sporadic. I mean, you just never know what Jordan Love you're going to get, and he just hasn't been consistent this year. So, I mean, could be.
We'll see what happens. Let's go to Cowboys. Got eliminated thanks to the Eagles. Justin Herbert threw two touchdown passes and ran for a score with a broken non-throwing hand. The Chargers close on a playoff spot with 34-17 victory over the Dallas Cowboys.
Does anyone check on Jerry Jones, how he's doing right now? I mean, I'm sure he's not feeling too good right now. But, it just seems that we always see the Cowboys go into collapse mode when it matters. and nothing different here. And Justin Herbert, I mean, he's playing great. So Chargers are the real deal.
J.J. McCarthy exited just before halftime, and backup Mac Brosmer helped the Vikings win their third game in a row, beating the New York Giants 16-13 on Sunday in a matchup teams have eliminated from playoff contention.
Yeah, no, I hate to see JJ get hurt. I mean, he's shown some signs of potential the last couple weeks, so hopefully they don't get rid of him. Although I think they're probably regretting getting rid of Darnold, being he's playing out of his mind right now. But glad that Max was able to give them a pinch hit off the bench.
You think McCarthy is a bust?
I don't know. I would give him another year. Yeah. I mean, I mean, like we talked about, I mean, I think you give him 3 years. I mean, he missed the whole year. I mean, 1 year. So I would give him another year before I'm ready to make that move.
Yeah, quite something. McConnell, one of the best quarterback coaches out there. So we'll see what happens. Let's go to Miami. Joe Burrow is not stopping. Their team was eliminated from the playoffs. Made that clear on Sunday after he threw 309 yards and 4 touchdowns in the 45-21 route of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, so this was a good way to shut out the conspiracy theories based on his comments a couple weeks ago that he wasn't having fun. And
he's bored.
You know, what are we doing here? And, you know, to go out and put numbers like this, you know, people were talking about his retirement and no love for the game. And so I think, you know, he was just probably in a mood like we always get when things aren't going well. We just say stuff to say stuff. And these guys are human. They have emotions. And you just catch them on a bad day and they say something and people talk about. But good performance there. You know, we'll see what your Dolphins are going to do. I mean, are they sticking with Tua next year or what?
You know something? I was looking after we spoke about that online, offline. I was looking into Mike McDaniel's press conference, and he was pretty much said he's giving up on Tua.
Yeah,
he's pretty much indicated that. So, but they started Quinn Ayers this past week and hit 2 scoring drives before throwing a pair of interceptions. So we'll see. He says he wants to see more for Quinn Ayers next game. So we'll see what happens with Miami. But Tua looks like he's more out than in.
Yeah.
Let's go. This was one of the games of the weekend. Bryce Young threw 2 touchdowns. Panthers finally beat the Bucs 23-20 to take over first place of the NFC South. And they'll play again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, I mean, talk about the rise and fall. I mean, of Baker Mayfield, I mean, here the last down the stretch. I mean, he was like MVP caliber season there at the beginning, and it just kind of went off the grid here the last 3 or 4 games. And, you know, playing his old team here, I'm sure he wanted to get the win. And Bryce Young came and stood up to the challenge and got the W.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. The Panthers could win that division. Let's go to New Orleans. Tyler Shuck to Chris Olave. He caught 2 touchdown passes from Hill and started Tyler Shuck. Smith tied a Saints record with 5 field goals, Dan, and New Orleans extended its winning streak to 3 with 29-6 victory over the New York Jets.
Yeah. Yeah, if you like field goals, this is the game for you for sure. All you kickers out there. But yeah, no, I mean, we'll see if Shuck's the guy. I mean, he's got a lot of experience. I mean, he had like 5 or 6 years in college. So, I mean, he's no stranger to the game. So, see, maybe they roll with him start next year. But Jets, we'll see. I'm sure they're going to be picking a quarterback for sure.
Okay. Let's go to Tennessee. No, Patrick Mahomes. Cam Ward threw for 228 yards and 2 touchdowns, and the Titans snapped an 11-game home skid by beating the Kansas City Chiefs 26-9. This is the best time to beat the Chiefs, Dan.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think the Chiefs era is over. I mean, Mahomes. I mean, without him, I mean, and then Minshew tore his ACL. I mean, but what's one thing what's with all these ACL injuries? It seems like several all year. It's been crazy. But yeah, no chance. And it'll be interesting in the offseason what they do. I mean, I would imagine they would get another quarterback because Mahomes is probably going to be out most of the year, a lot of the year next year. And we'll see what Kelce does. I mean, I can't imagine him wanting to come and play without Mahomes. And when you're getting married to Taylor Swift, a multi-billionaire, I mean, just go and have a family. I mean, what do you got to prove, right?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. The Broncos, Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence threw 3 touchdown passes and ran for a score, leading the Jacksonville Jaguars to a resounding 34-20 win that snapped the Denver Broncos' 11-game winning streak Sunday and added some spice to the AFC playoff picture. The Jaguars could win the AFC, Dan.
Yeah, I didn't see this one coming at all. The way the Broncos have been playing, And Jaguars, I mean, earlier in the year, we were just, you know, talking about Trevor Lawrence, that, you know, he was just struggling, and he's turned it on late here, and to put up these numbers and to be in a position they are, it's a good thing for sure.
Quite something. Let's go to Arizona, another Toilet Bowl game. Bijan Robinson had another outstanding game, running the ball and catching it. Talented tight end Kyle Pitts caught a touchdown pass, and the Atlanta defense beat the Arizona Cardinals 26-19.
Yeah, Robinson, I mean, he's a great player, great running back, always looking to get better. So they're lucky to have him. Hopefully they can get some other weapons. And, you know, Cardinals need some weapons as well, that's for sure.
Quite so. Let's go to the Texans. The Raiders made it close. C.J. Stroud threw a touchdown pass, and Derek Stingley returned an interception for score, and the Texans beat the Raiders 23-21 for their seventh straight victory and the Raiders' ninth loss in a row.
Yeah, I didn't expect this game to be close, but, you know, it seems like any given Sunday, like I didn't think the Browns game, Bills game would be close. You never know. They were able to keep it competitive, but Stroud – a little too much for them, and they got the W.
Let's go to the game of the weekend. The Pittsburgh Steelers held on for a 29-24 win over the Detroit Lions on Sunday when Jared Goff's touchdown on the final play was negated by an offensive pass interference penalty on Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, that last play was wild. I mean, it took them forever to figure out. They're like, hey, let's get the rule book here. I mean, like, how does this work that he ran in and got a touchdown, you know, with the fumble and that, but it was back and forth. I mean, I kind of shut it off, you know, thinking the Steelers had it won when it was like a, you know, 16 point advantage towards in the fourth quarter, but they came back and made a game out of it. You know, the Steelers, you know, getting some offensive productivity with Rodgers here lately and finding a way to win these games. So, they picked a good, you know, the AFC North is just a weak division. So, I mean,
it's gotten weaker.
They have a chance.
And one of the reasons, Patriots beating the Ravens 20-24. Drake May guided New England to a pair of fourth quarter touchdowns, rallying his team from an 11-point deficit to a 28-24 victory over Baltimore on Sunday night that clinched a postseason spot for the Patriots and dealt a devastating blow for the Ravens' playoff hopes. And Lamar Jackson got injured with a back injury.
Yeah, no, I mean, like we talked about, Ravens, you know, have some big problems and Jackson being hurt. I mean, it's not looking good for them the last few games. And Drake May, I mean, definitely the real deal, franchise quarterback. And again, you know, having a coach like Vrabel to coach him along, the Browns could have offered him a job. He was in the building last year. I was a little salty about that, and they let him go. And the guys are playing hard for him, and Patriots, the real deal.
Quite something. Let's look at the NFL playoff picture. Looking on the Broncos, as we said, clinched the AFC already. They got the Patriots in the hunt. Jaguars, Steelers, Chargers, Bills, Texans. But in the bubble, the Colts and Ravens. Dan, do you see any of these two AFC teams to clinch?
Well, unless some Rivers got some magic left in them, I mean, I don't know, but yeah, I'm not holding my breath on that.
Let's go to the NFC. A little bit more clarity in the NFC. Seahawks clinched. Bears, Eagles, Rams, and 49ers have all clinched. In the hunt is the Panthers and the Packers. I think the Panthers have a shot.
Yeah, no, the way they're playing, if that they can continue to play like they're well doing, not turn the ball over, I think they have a legit shot. Packers, not so much. I mean, the way Love's been playing, inconsistent, I just don't see it.
And in the bubble for the NFC is the Lions and the Bucks. Do you see any of these two teams clinching it?
I think Lions probably has the better chance. I mean, it just depends what the version of the Lions they are. I mean, they've just kind of been all over the place. Same, both of the teams, the Buccaneers and the Lions, they just or been up and down here the last, you know, 5 or 6 games. So we'll see which one can maybe sneak in.
Well, do you think the Lions are hurting because they lost those two assistant coaches?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I mean, what else could it be? I mean, they have pretty much the same team in a sense. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think they're hurting definitely for that reason.
Yeah, Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson. I mean, Ben Johnson's doing good, not much Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn is also could be in the hot seat as well.
That could be.
Well, we have one more game tonight, the 49ers at the Colts. Dan, who do you have for tonight?
I like the Niners. I'm intrigued by this game. I'd like to see what Rivers could do in the prime time. I mean, everybody watching. I mean, I hope he can keep it close. I mean, but it's a different animal, you know, playing the 49ers. So we'll see what happens. I like the 49ers.
I like the 49ers too. I think we might see Anthony Richardson. I think he's back in the fray. I think he's practicing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I thought
he may not start because he still has vision issues. But he's out of the IR.
He's back practicing. Yeah, he's not. He's off of IR. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, he might get some time.
College football playoffs. You got Ohio State or Miami.
I think Ohio State. I mean, we'll see. I mean, what a defensive game that was. I mean, that was a pretty boring game, but I mean, two good defenses. I mean, a little salty about that, but we won't talk about it. Being a Notre Dame fan, but
which Notre Dame coach might go to the New York Giants?
I heard that, but I don't see it happening. I think he's happy where it's at. But let's—I mean, something's got to be done with this Tulane and George or Madison, James Madison. I mean, obviously they shouldn't have been in. So hopefully the committee can figure something out to get the 12 best teams in there.
When I saw James Madison, it's like, what? I was shocked.
Yeah,
when I
yeah.
Again.
I mean,
like, Liberty
yeah.
played them like years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But I think who knows? I mean, I think Miami's defense can slow down the Buckeyes a little bit. I think Ohio State should be favored to win it all. But I mean, Indiana too. I mean, they beat Ohio State, so I mean. It'll be interesting.
Mendoza, he's from my hometown. So interesting.
Oh, is that right?
Didn't know much about him until this past weekend, but from my hometown, come from Cuban parents. So quite interesting. So we'll see what happens with Indiana. I mean, they're a good team, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Dan, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Notre Dame?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can reach me on X, Danimal2478, or you can find me on TikTok, Dan the Funeral Man, or Instagram, Dan the Funeral Man.
How the Cavs doing?
Ugh, awful, man. They're banged up and they need a new strength coach. Every year it seems like someone's hurting. I mean, they can't get it together. I mean, it's a miserable season. I'm going New Year's Eve to a game.
Awesome.
Yeah, 3:30 game. And so hopefully they could get it together here and get a stretch, get some guys healthy, but not looking good.
Not looking good. Let's go. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting throughout the week. Will you be watching the Christmas games on Netflix?
I actually don't have Netflix, so no. No, that's one thing I streaming service I do not have. I have a lot of the others, but Netflix. So
it's the only way to see the Chiefs on Christmas.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
There ain't much to watch with their fourth string quarterback. So
I think they picked up someone today.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, okay. I think it was a practice squad quarterback. So
gotcha.
Things are not going well with Kansas City. No. Anyways, we'll be live tweeting throughout the week. We can have a Merry Christmas, Dan.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
And this was your update.